come gently. We will revise today's object Murli. There was once a big and majestic tree, and this tree was so beautiful. It had big branches outstretching into the sky. Flowers, fruits were blooming, and many butterflies used to come to that tree. Birds used to come to that tree. Under the shade of that tree, travelers used to come and take rest. And this majestic tree, which was there, it was so happy, always singing, always dancing, always loving everyone. It so happened that once a small child came there, and that small child started playing there, and this tree grew a sort of affection for that child. It was a very small child, and the child used to play. So the tree fell in love with that child, and it would bend down, it would offer its fruits, its flowers to that small child. The child would pick fruits, the child would pluck the flowers. So this went on, and the love of that tree for that small child went on increasing. And that child also enjoyed. The child grew. Then it would make with its leaf a crown of around his head, and he would call himself Jungle King. So the affection, the love of that tree increased for that child. When the child would not come to that tree, the tree was always waiting for that child. Oh, come, come, come. It would call that child always. The child grew, and then child got busy in its studies. And when the child became a teenager, his visits were far and few between. But the tree kept on waiting for that child. One, it so happened that the child, now a teenager, was passing by that road, and the tree was so happy to see him, his old friend, who had not come to him for a very long time. So it calls that child, come, come, come and play with me, come and embrace me. The child says, what I will do with you? I have studies to do. I have so many other things to do. But the tree still keeps on calling that child. The child goes away. The child grows up. And then one day again, that person now is passing by the side of that tree. And the tree says, come and rest under me. Come and play with me. See, the butterflies are blooming. The flowers are blooming. But this child is now a different person. The tree represents love. Love is calling. Love wants to share. Child is representing ego. Ego doesn't want to go to those places where there is nothing to be gained. So the child says, I need money now. Can you provide me money? The tree says, yes, I can give you money. Why you need money, but you come and play with me? He says, no, I have no time for you. I need money now. The tree says, go and pick up all my fruits and you can sell them and get money. So the child climbs on the tree. He picks up the fruits, even unripe one, breaking some of the twigs and some of the branches, and goes away, even without looking back, even without saying a single word of thank. But tree is very happy. Then days rolled into weeks, and weeks rolled into years, and the child doesn't come. So, but the tree is always waiting. And one day it so happens that now that child has become an adult. And once that person is passing by that tree, the tree is again so happy. It tells that person, come now, again play with me, I am waiting for you, come, climb on me. He said, I have no time for this childhood activities now. I am a grown up now. And what you can give me, you can't give me anything. He says, what you want? The person says, I need house now. Can you give me house? The tree says, yes, I can give you house. Go and cut my branches and you will get the house. You make your house. So immediately the person goes, brings an axe and cuts that tree and makes a house. Many years passed. There's no coming back. But the tree is always waiting for its beloved. So one day, that child, now old man, is going by that tree, and the child is again elated. The tree is again elated, and the tree calls that child, come, 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 I am waiting for you, come, embrace me, come, play with me, I am waiting for you. But now the tree is just a trunk remaining. The person says, what you can give me now? I want to earn money. I am going to a distant place and I need a boat. Can you give me any boat? The tree says, yes, cut my trunk and you can make a boat. So the person becomes very happy and he cuts that trunk and now only a stump remains. A small stump. But still that tree is waiting for that child. Love waits. It is always worried still. What has happened to that child who is now an adult and now a grown up or an old person? But still, all the thoughts of that tree, all feelings, all emotions, everything for just that one person. So that is what is love is. Love waits. Love shares. Love gives responsibility to fulfill the love. Preet ki reet. That's what Baba wants. You have to fulfill the responsibility of love. You say that, or we say that, we love God, but are we fulfilling the responsibility of that love? We say that we love Him too much. We say that we have given up the world, we have renounced the world, and we have come here. But is that the fulfillment of the responsibility of love? Baba has given the example of moth and flame. Moths come and they burn into the flame. The ultimate sacrifice of love. And that is the love, the true love. That's why Baba is saying today, the flames, the moths have come to the flame. The flame is eternal. The moths are eternal. And the spiritual love is also eternal. Imperishable love moths have for the flame and flame has for the love. And one who fulfills this responsibility of love attains everything. Those who do not fulfill this responsibility of love do not attain anything. So how to fulfill this responsibility of love? In today's Murli, Baba has told total 12 points scattered all over the Murli. Those 12 points we can take as 12 garlands. Recently Baba has talked about garland, necklace and rosary. So every Amrit Vela for next 1 week, see that, or imagine, or visualize, or experience that Baba is garlanding me with these 12 different types of garlands. What are those different types of garlands? Baba says that if you do these 12 things, you are fulfilling the responsibility of love. Otherwise, you are not fulfilling the responsibility of love. Not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what Bible says. It's not that simply you keep on chanting His name. It's not that simply you keep on calling out. No. He who follows the dictates of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So what are those 12 garlands? What are those 12 things? What are those different necklaces, what are those different rosaries, we can say. And if we do that, Baba says they are very, very easy. Don't say that once you go to your place, you will become busy and you will forget. No. These are so easy things that everybody knows how to do these things. Baba never gives us very difficult or hard tasks. He wants our life to be celebration. He wants our life to be a sort of festival. The entire confluence age is a sort of festival. It's an occasion of rejoicing. It's not about renouncing, it's about rejoicing. It's not about fasting, it's about feasting. Baba doesn't tell us to fast. Baba tells us to rejoice, to dance, to sing, to be happy, to be merry all the time. So the first thing, the first point for fulfilling this responsibility of love, Preet Ki Reet Nibhana, is to sing. Four types of songs Baba has told in this Murli. What are the songs you need to... For singing you don't need much practice. Anybody can sing, because these songs are not for others. This is for oneself. We are singing for ourselves. Our songs are not arising out of to gain something. They are arising post-realization. This is not a pre-realization life. This is post-realization life. We have got something. That is why we are singing. We are not singing. We are not calling out like devotees or bhaktas, because they want something. We do not want anything. We have got everything. And from that, from the depth of heart, the songs are rising. From our hearts of hearts. So what are those four types of songs? First, the song of praise of the Father. We praise Him. We praise His glory. We praise His love. We praise His qualities. We praise everything which is associated with Him. The first song is the song of praise of Father. Second song is the song of praise of elevated life. What were we? And now what we have become? So we sing the praise of this life itself. People sulk. People are gloomy. They are sullen. They are unhappy in doldrums. But we are rejoicing here. We are elated. Such life of exhilaration. Such life of songs. That is what is our life. So second song is the song of praise of this elevated life. Third song is of Jnana. Baba has given us such an elevated Jnana. So this song is devoted to, and we are singing this song right from the Amrit Vela throughout the day. So song of the praise of Jnana, and fourth song of all attainments. Yesterday we carried out an activity. We wrote so many attainments. We have got something. So these are the four types of songs. So first is song. Second is dance. Second way to fulfill this responsibility of love is dance. Two types of dance Baba has talked about. One, the dance of feet, and second, dance of hands. Whole day we are karma yogi. Whatever we are doing, that is a different pose of this dance. We are dancing with our feet, we are dancing with our hands, and that is what is the life of karma yogi is. To do service with these hands is an act of dance. Dance of happiness. We are dancing with our feet wherever we go. That is an act of dance. In the same Murli, while talking with teachers, Baba has said that you have been given eyes just to see Him. You have been received, you have received this ear to hear Baba. You have been given feet so that you walk in His step. Otherwise, these eyes have no other purpose. You have no business to see this world. The world is dead. You have to see only Him. You have to only hear Him. So, second is dancing. Third way of fulfilling the responsibility of love is hearing. What do we hear? We hear that sweet music, that avyakt music. The music which takes you beyond the sound. This dancing and this singing is not usual dancing and singing. It's a dancing coming out from the soul. It's a pouring of the soul, outpour of the soul. Because the soul is flooded with happiness. And that is why singing, dancing, and third is hearing. What are we hearing? We are listening to his sweet music, saz. What is that saz? Beloved children, sweet children, long lost and now found children. This is the saz, this is the sweet music, this is the melody that we keep on hearing. So that is the third method. What is the fourth method? Baba has said that when you dance a lot, when you sing a lot, when you hear a lot, what happens? You get tired and you sleep. But here sleeping has got an absolutely different meaning. There when they sleep, they get detached from the body. Here when you sleep, you get detached from your physical organs. You are sleeping in the lap of remembrance of God. So to sleep means to become bodiless. To sleep means it's a sort of spiritual drill. That is the fourth method of fulfilling the responsibility of love. Fifth, realizing, self-realization. Baba has said, you attain to self-realization. That is why you are never depressed. People are depressed. Why? Because they feel lonely. Because they do not have God as their supreme companion. You have God as your supreme companion. That is why you can never become depressed. This year's WHO theme is Depression, Let's Talk. About 35 crores people around the globe are depressed. That's the WHO figure. 35 crores people around the globe are living in a state of depression. So Baba said, you can never become depressed. You forget this saying now, depression, depression, depression. Even if you say that, Baba said, about tiredness or unhappiness, it means you have it. But later on, he immediately totally changed the sentence and he said that to say means to renounce it. So, realization, self-realization, this is a life of enlightenment. We are enlightened masters. We are here, we have got enlightenment, now we have to enlighten others. So, realization. That is the fifth. Sixth. What is the sixth method of fulfilling the responsibility of love? Humility. To think oneself as an instrument. To let go of this I consciousness. I am a teacher, I have done this, I have done that. Once you do this, if you bring the consciousness of I, two, three things happen. What? Your happiness is gone. Your intoxication is gone. When you bring this consciousness of I, service becomes slack. You are on the world stage. You are spiritual servers. At the same time, you are instrument teachers. Baba is talking with foreign teachers. And he's saying to them that the only reason that your service is getting slack is because this I consciousness. Always have the humility. The more the humility, the more the feeling of being an instrument, the more the service will grow. So to have the humility, Baba often says that he is Karan Karavanhar, we are just Karanhar. He is making us do everything. So where from this ego? Why this I consciousness? If he goes away, we will fall down. So the sixth method or way or garland which is putting round our neck is humility. The feeling of being an instrument. Seventh, self-transformation. If you transform yourself, what will happen? You can transform any soul who is staying at home. You can transform any soul, you can transform the whole world, but that process of transformation of the world begins with self-transformation. That's why you should have attention to your self-transformation. This is the seventh method of fulfilling the responsibility of love. Simply to keep on saying that we love you, we love you, we love you, and we do not follow or we do not transform ourselves. The same sanskaras are still going on. then this is not fulfillment of His love. We are probably doing self-deception. He will not accept our love. He wants self-transformation and He wants humility. These are the sixth and seventh method of fulfilling the responsibility of love. Eighth, free from obstacles, all the obstacles, and remover of obstacle, Vigna Vinashak and Nirvigna. This is the eighth method. If still so many obstacles are coming and we are unable to remove them, it means that we are not fully intoxicated in this spiritual knowledge. It means that we are still not intoxicated with His love. How can obstacle come when you are in a stage of intoxication? Probably your intoxication is much of a lower degree. That is why ninth, eighth method is free from obstacles. Leapfrog. In English, there is a very good word, leapfrogging. Leapfrogging is a game where a child droops down and another child puts his hand on his back and jumps on another side. That is known as leapfrogging. That means, like a frog, you overcome all the obstacles. So this can be taken as a topic for the class. Leapfrogging in Brahmin life. Dr. Mehta. Next Friday, leapfrogging in Brahmin life. That means you overcome all the obstacles. Just as children, you have understood the game. One child droops down, another child keeps his hand on his back and jumps on that side. So that is known as leapfrogging. So all the obstacles may come, but then you don't have to stop. You have to destroy them. You are remover of all the obstacles. You are free from all the obstacles. Nirvigna stage is quite higher stage. But before that, Vigna Vinashak. Nirvigna means no obstacles are coming. But if they come, you are removing them. So that is why the eighth method of fulfilling the responsibility of love is Vigna Vinashak and Nirvigna. Ninth method. To remain satisfied, to remain content, and make others content. I am a jewel of satisfaction, of contentment, and I make others contented. That is what Brahmin life is all about. If you are still sulking, if you are still wailing and whining, if you are still raving and ranting, that is not the sign of Brahmin life. Brahmin life means a life of fulfillment. In English, there is a very good word, plenitude. That word has come from plenty. The life of plenitude. Plenitude means everything is fulfilled. You don't need anything now. So, this is that life of plenitude. So, the ninth method of fulfilling the responsibility of love is to be satisfied, to be content, and to make others content. Baba said, claim this certificate, take this certificate. If you take this certificate, you will claim Baba's heart throne. So important this certificate is. Tenth method. Picnic. Have picnic with Bab Dada. He is ready to assume any form for you. He is father, he is friend. He is your teacher. And no one except you can get this opportunity. You have got the chance. You can enjoy him. You can have picnic with him all the time. So to have picnic with him, to celebrate with him, to dance with him, to rejoice with him. What a beautiful life this is. We need not to go. Last Sunday's Murli Baba had talked about limited entertainment. Baba is providing you unlimited entertainment here. He is the one who gives you massage, mental and physical as well. He is the one who will provide you all sorts of entertainment. Why you are going to all those worldly entertainments, those cheap entertainments, those sensual entertainments? All those entertainment which depletes all your energy. So that is why the tenth method is to celebrate with him, to have picnic with him all the time. 11th method, lines of fortune. Right from the Amrit Vela, start counting your fortune. Baba has talked about line of fortune. 4 different words Baba has used for that. This line of fortune should be constant. This line of fortune should be unbroken. This line of fortune should be clear. And this line of fortune should be long. If it breaks, and if even if you mend it, then it is not the same. It's not the same. And look at your fortune, Baba has said. Right from the Amrit Vela, you have spiritual meeting with Baba. Throughout the day, you have been given eyes to see him. You have been given these ears to hear him. You have been given these feet so that you walk in his step. Whatever you do, this is actually you are making fortune. Even when you are relating knowledge to somebody, in the same Murli Baba had some other place said, different people have been given different service. Some are given services to offer bhog, some are preparing bhog, some are bringing souls to Madhuban, some are relating knowledge to them. But Baba considers everyone as a server. You are on the world stage. Your every breath, your every thought, you are hero actor. You are on the stage all the time. Such elevated roles, such elevated parts you are playing. So, 11th method is counting our fortune. Make a list of our fortunes. What are the different fortunes Baba has given me? To stay in Madhuban, it's such a great fortune. People are thirsty and hungry to come here. They just want to stay here one night, just one night. What a fortune to be here. What a fortune to be in this land of tapasya. What a fortune to be, to gather here like this and to discuss knowledge. This is all different fortunes that we have got. Right from the morning, from dawn till dusk, we are flooded with fortune. So, count your fortune. Count your attainment. Line of fortune should never break. It should always remain constant. It should be very long. You should not have small line. It should be very long fortune and very, very clear, spashed. Bhagya ki rekha. This line of fortune. And 12th method. Baba is backbone. Baba is our backbone. Baba has used this word in 2 senses. First he said, now Baba has no work. That's why he has become backbone. And he reveals, you have to reveal him. I am not concerned with the world, Baba said. You are concerned with the world. I am concerned only with my children. I am concerned with you. You are concerned with the world. So I am just a backbone. What I do, I have just 4 different duties which are left. 1, I see. 2, I meet you. 3, I have heart-to-heart conversation with you. And 4, I have only these 4 different duties are left now. 4, just to make you move along. Otherwise, I have no work. But then again he said, backbone in one more sense. He said that Baba has become backbone. If suppose Baba is not your backbone, you might get tired. So make him your backbone. Make him your support, your bulwark. He is the be-all and end-all of our life. He is the main support, the underpinnings of this building. So no one else can be your support. No human being is your support. No place is your support. No situation is your support. Nor any human being's love is your support. Baba is our backbone. Baba has used the word backbone, spinal cord. He and he alone and none else. So what are the methods of fulfilling the responsibility of love? First is to sing. Second is to dance. Third is to hear. Fourth is to sleep. Fifth is to realize. Sixth is to be humble. Seventh is self-transformation. Eighth is free of obstacles. Free from all the obstacles and remover of all obstacles. Ninth is contentment, churn on each and every topic today, whole day. While sitting in yoga, imagine that Baba is garlanding me with each and every garland. These are the different types of garland. Garland of contentment, garland of remover of obstacle, garland of self-transformation, garland of humility, realization. You are realized souls. This is your post-realization life, post-enlightenment life. You are in this world not for yourself, now you are for others. You are masters. You are to make others into the masters. Then this picnic. Are we having picnic with Baba every day? This is the question to be asked. Do I find him as my friend, as my father? Whatever, whichever form you want to have, Baba is ready to assume that form in this confluence age. So have picnic with him. 11th is fortune, lines of fortune. It should be unbroken. It should be constant. It should be long and it should be very, very clear. And 12th is to make him our backbone. No human beings is my support. None. I don't have any expectations from this worldly people. Because if I keep expectations, I will come to sorrow. Because they can never fulfill my expectations, because they are limited beings. Soul is unlimited. How can unlimited be fulfilled by a limited? So this is all Baba wants, and Baba is calling. This is, if you are doing all the 12 things, it means you are loving Baba. Otherwise, you are not loving him. Otherwise, you are not fulfilling the responsibility of love. To fulfill the responsibility of love is to attain everything. Not to fulfill the responsibility of love is not to attain anything. So let's attain everything. Let's have everything. This is what we have to do. So this is in short about today's Murli. Listen this Murli again. Churn it, think over it, mull over it, contemplate over it, meditate over it, have self-reflection. Go deeper into this Murli and find out revelation. That we told in backbone. Backbone only this point comes here. So we are instrument soul and we are spiritual servers. Never to forget this. We are instrument soul and we are spiritual servers. We are those moths. We are those moths. And the glory of the moths lies in fana. The ultimate sacrifice. Recently we had done a class on Valentine's Day, my true Valentine, where in ancient Arabic literature they describe 7 different stages of love. First is hub, that is attraction. Second is uns, that is a Urdu word, uns, that means infatuation. Third is ishq, that is love. Fourth is aqidat, you start worshipping. Reverence, and then venerance or lot of reverence for that soul which is known as ibadat. So, sixth is junoon, obsession. You are completely obsessed with that person. And last is fana, death. You die for that person. These are the 7 shades of love described in ancient Arabic literature of love, and they are even true today. For his love, it starts with attraction, it goes to infatuation, it goes to love. Reverence, worship, reverence, and then worship and worship, and then you get obsessed, junoon, and at last you die for him. That is the destiny of the moth. And that is to fulfill the responsibility of his love. Om Shanti.